This is a mind-blowing statistic. 250,000 people in the United States, 250,000 people in the United States wear electronic ankle monitors in lieu of serving prison time. Such a big number, it makes me want to just look down on my own ankles just to check. I think I'm okay. One of those 250,000 people will be a contestant later this month on the ABC reality show Dancing with the Stars, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Anna Delvey is not a star. She is a celebrity con artist. Her story was dramatized 2 years ago in a Netflix series called Inventing Anna.
So the Anna Delvey Foundation is a private club, but
Delvey was born Anna Sorokin in the former Soviet Union. She was only in her 20s when she posed as a wealthy German heiress and tricked New York investors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Ms. Sorokin is charged in a New York State Supreme Court indictment.
Delvey served 2 years in prison. Since her release in 2022, she's worn an ankle monitor while fighting deportation. She wore one with a glittery dress during the Dancing with the Stars announcement.
Do you think that that will affect your performance at all this season?
That's from an online interview this week with The Hollywood Reporter.
No, it's actually pretty light.
It's pretty light came as a surprise for law professor Kate Weisbird.
I mean, I've represented so many people who were ordered to wear ankle monitors. I have never heard anyone refer to it as light.
Weisbird did not represent the kind of people invited to compete on dance shows. She's never heard of anyone with an ankle monitor being allowed to perform on television. The monitors are extremely restrictive. They're about the size of a cigarette pack.
Do you want to touch it? You can touch it.
Yeah, we're going to touch the ankle monitor right now.
They are like fetish objects on celebrities. People with ankle monitors have to pay for them. They often cost hundreds of dollars a month. If you cannot pay, you go back to prison, Weisbird says. And although they are small, it's hard for many people to work in them.
Like, if someone works at a factory and has to wear boots, they can't wear boots because the ankle monitor gets in the way.
They can get stuck, go off unexpectedly, they blink.
I didn't know it blinks!
And sometimes they report wrong information. Anna Delvey's spokesperson did not respond to NPR's request for comment. Kate Weisbird says this show might minimize the issues with ankle monitors rather than helping to destigmatize them. She will be rooting for another contestant, she says, the female Olympic rugby player who just showed up on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.